You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The last 2 weeks we spoke about Me'ein Zayin. Today we'll talk about Me'ein Sholesh. What's Me'ein Sholesh? Me'ein Sholesh, you know, the Gemara says that that if you have Mezoinus, Geffen, you know, Yoin, or the Zayin Minim, you make a bracha. Why is it called Me'ein Zayin? Because Me'ein Sholesh, I'm sorry. Why is it called Me'ein Sholesh? Because it's a kitzah of how many brachas? Four brachas, right? Okay. Oh, here's a siddur. Let's just see for a second. Al michiv al kol is azanas oilam, right? That's the first bracha. Azanas oilam kuloi tivar b'chein b'ches v'achamim. So that's al michiv al geffen. You thank the Baruch Hashem for giving us sustenance. Now, what's the next bracha? Right? Then what's the next bracha? Rachem Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha, ends Bnei Yerushalayim. Right? That's how it ends off, because it's the end of the Deraisa. Rachem Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha, Uvnei Yerushalayim, it's over. Then we say, that's a Kel Avinu. That's the fourth bracha. So it's the fourth bracha, all the four brachas on Korban. In fact, the Dagam of Avah wants to tie that if a person's stuck and he doesn't know benching, he can say Al Michya and be, you know, Me'ein Sholesh, Al Michya, and be Yitzah benching. Because it's a capsulized form, a miniature, a microcosm, a place, whatever you want to call it, of the. Oh, that's it. Now, there's a kashas we're going to just see if he was able to get there. So we're going to first start out with the Vart. And then talk about the kashas, because I want to get to the vart first, and then we'll see what we can answer with this. This vart, it's a shaila who said, I heard it many, many years ago from Bipshu Leib Diskin. Then, who was the Brisker Rav, right? Before Reb Chaim. And then I heard it was from Reb Velvel, Brisker. Then some people say it's from Reb Chaim. In Eretz Yisrael, Ayit told me that he knows who was from Reb Chaim Berlin, not the Reb Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv. There was a Yid, Reb Chaim Berlin. He was not his direct descendant. He was related. This fellow is related to him. He says, I know for a fact it was my relative who sent it over to the Brisker Rav on Purim one time. That was what they spoke about by the Brisker Rav's table on Purim. And the Brisker Rav gave a shekel, and he was maskim. And Mamela, he says, that's why they say it from the Briskers. Has nothing to do with Mamela Briskers. You show me how Brisker Rav is really a Pshul Leib. But I myself heard a tape where Rav Hutner says, it's his word, that he said part of it is from Abyss Zalman and part of it is his that he had. Okay, let's first see the beginning of Me'ein Gimel. Now, in Me'ein Gimel, right, what do? The Rambam says, V'zui bracha achas Me'ein Sholosh bracha Toshem Lekenim Echolom al Michi v'chulun. The Rambam goes through that. Let's look at the next to the last line. Zok the Rambam ubishabasis v'yamim tovim oimer bebracha zu bechlala me'ein kedushas hayom keder shemaski bechzumas. Zok the Rambam, which is not a Gemara, it's a Yushalmi, right? The Kesemisha goes. My money is they bring a Yushalmi over here. You see the Gos Maimonides of Chaim Pasuk Maim Mishmoy v'Chaim Masher Yishalmi that we some Rishayim say there's no askara in Me'ein Gimel. You don't find it in the Gemara. You don't find the Gemara in Bavli. So many, you know, this is a whole shaila. A lot of times when you find Chedushay Dinim in Yishalmi, do you say that the Bavli would agree with it? Meaning something that's so obvious the Bavli should have said it. Like we've mentioned over the years, the Yishalmi says that if you eat a barrier, you make a bracha achrayna, even though it's not a kazayis. A lot of Yishayim say it can't be. Something like that the Bavli should have said. So this is the question. It also goes into the question we spoke about over the years. If you forget to say, what's the din if you forget to say ritzay in benching on Shabbos? You go back. Why? Because you're mechuyif to have a suda, as Tosfos, as the Gemara says, Tosfos means you have to eat bread. Same thing with Yom Tov, the way we pasken all the Yom Tovim, that if you forget to say Yalav, you have to go back. Whereas Chaydish, you have to go back, because, what? No chiv. So what if you forget in Alamichya? You shouldn't have to go back. Only if there's a chiv to, chiv to what? If there's a chiv to drink, let's say there would be a chiv to drink wine. The Gemara happens to be talking about Birkas HaMazon, which is bread.
So whatever it is, a
chiyuv. Right, right. Taisa just says bread because Rosh Chodesh, you can eat, you can't fast. If you want to eat apples, gezunt tehet. There's no, so in Mela, there's no chiyuv that day to be masked. Let's say in Rosh Chodesh to be a chiyuv, you have to eat a donut. I mean, the people of Vice Taisa are makbid on that. So what will be the din?
Why shouldn't it be the same thing?
That you should go back. Oh, so if you forget by the fourth cup, the night of Pesach, to say Al Geffen, what should be the din? You forget to say, you know, whatever you say, the mascara. Tosis holds that that's a good svara, but the problem is Tosis says there's no real chiv to eat on Yom Tov Sud. It's only because of matzah, the sukkah. So it's not a din in Yom Tov, it's a din in that night. That's a good point. Right, so you'd say you'd go back. Okay, so we'll wait till Pesach to see if that's true. But I'm just, please remember, let's see if you'll remember, Mitzchem, I'm going to hold you to it. That could be because it's only Yerushalmi, not a Bavli, not so posh to go back. Maybe, right, maybe we don't say that with this, that it's so posh. We do it. So take a look, and there goes my moinis. V'chein posak moiri mishmoi. V'chein mashu b'yisham, v'tshuvas kosav meiri, de b'chanak zatzal, de b'chanak apurim lo tzarech. And chanak apurim, you don't say it in alamichya. He doesn't say a reason, but you don't say it. In alamichya, as we know, you look in the siddur, right? Right? And the siddur is based on this, right? He says, chanak apurim, you don't say askarada. Okay, so now we know we have askar. Interesting, just agav, because it's interesting, in number three, Tosis and Brachas ubeseifa hameimoni. Tosis calls a Rambam. Interesting. A few places you find it. Matzich lahaskeba mein meir b'shabes yomtov v'chein mashra b'yushalmi miu lo nagu oilam king. Yeah. Tosis says in Tosis time, Tosis goes in a little more into it. But he says Tosis lo nagu king. Not so poshut. That's where we go back to that shaila. Okay, but we paskin for maskirim ba mein meir b'shabes v'yomtov v'shchedish avoloi b'chana kapur. Okay, that's the halacha. Okay, so the Meila we say it in benching. Now let's see for a second, number five. V'tzarech, it's a tour. And it's, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you mask it, Rosh Chodesh, you mask it Yom Tov, but it doesn't say anything about, but not Chanukah and Purim. Zok the tour. V'tzarech la'haskeba me'ein ma'ir kemur b'shabes, koidem, ki ato Hashem toivu meitiv, yoymar, nachmenu b'yoym ha'menoyach hazeh, which probably we've never, unless you don't eat cake, we know we don't say that. We say Ritzevach Hitzenu. So that's a Shailen Gezer. Ubiyam Tavoymen Samcheinu. Biyayim Chag Amatzese. Bresh Chaydish Oymen Zachreinu Latoy Biyam Bresh Chayshese. Okay. So David said a good point. He says, wait a minute, don't you say it before Uvnei Yerushalayim? So maybe that's what he means. So let's refresh ourselves. Let's open up a Siddur. And what's it? Let's see what it says in the Siddur. The Siddur, it says, Uvnei Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh Memer Vemeinu Valeinu Lesoichan Eichem Pir Nizma Toivim Chaya B'Kedusha V'Tara Uretzei V'Achitzein Zachreinu Toiv Yom Chayat Samchein Yom. It's Mashi you say it after Uvnei. So that's the first question. First question, why, the second question, sorry. First question is, why don't you say it on Chanukah and Purim? Why is it not said on Chanukah and Purim? Why not? Why don't you find Oskar Chanukah and Purim?
Why don't you say Chanukah and Purim at the end of Benching when you say the
Harach? What? You do say.
No.
You mean Stama Rachamans?
Yeah.
No, it says if you forget. Forget, you do. He says. Ramos says. Okay, good. This Rachamans is not really part of benching. Can you do it?
On Chanukah and Purim, we say in the benching, the Dalai Nisim is said after no Dalai.
Yeah, yeah,
so
okay, we'll get...
So now it's in corporate, if you forget to say it.
So one second. You're already giving away that you know this Vart. Okay, you're already giving away you know the Vart. So that's the first two questions. First question is, how come you don't say Chanukah Purim, Sandy, right? How come you don't say Chanukah Purim? Second question is, like Rav David asked, why is it after Uvnei Yerushalayim? Uvnei Yerushalayim, before Taiva Meita means, right, in the Rambam we don't really see, and Shulchan Aruch just says to say it. But when do you say it? Comes along the Torah, and that seems, that's how it's in the Skabun in Kol Yisrael, that's how we have in the Siddurim, I can't argue on that, right? It says, you say, Rachem, the third bracha, Al Yisrael Mech, Uvnei Yerushalayim, and then he said, Ki Atah Hashem Tov Meitiv. So it's in between Uvnei Yerushalayim after Tov Meitiv. That's the two questions that we ask. Now, those are the two questions. So whoever said it said, how do you answer questions by Yidden? You ask another question. That's the best thing to do. So this is the question, which question, if you hear from the others, they said all three. Rav Utna said, Rav Zalman said the next two, he said the first, whatever, it doesn't matter. We will be miyachas it to whoever it is. What's the third question? The third question is the following. That's the number six. Yeah. The Gemara says that it's a Mishnah, that Kol Hashana Kula, if a person, let's say, has to rush, whatever it is, I'm just doesn't say it exactly, but a person's rushing, he's got to catch the train, he's not going to be able to daven on the train, whatever the case is. So he davens Me'ein Shmanesa, and the Gemara goes to what's Me'ein Shmanesa, again, a microcosm, a synopsis, whatever you want to call it, of Shmanesa. It's called Havineinu. It's the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and instead of saying 12, 13 brachas in the middle, you say one bracha, Shema Tefillah, and you incorporate all the things. Take a look. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Drachecha. That's Atochein L'Dabdas. Right? Umola Zaveinu L'Velecha. Right? So that, what? Hashiveinu. Tislachanu, Slachlanu. Rachkeinu, and so forth. Dashneinu, Rachaleinu, Avrafeinu, so forth. All those things are there. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? And that's, I just put that in the beginning. You see, and then it ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. Right, Layit Allah Rabbi used to give a klala a manda masiv inena. So don't think you could just get away with it. It's not that you look up what it says in Mishmura when you could, when you can't. But whatever it is, there is such a din. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm a Shmuel. Kol Hashana Kula, the whole year mispal adam avinena, meaning if he's in a situation or whatever, if he did it, he's yaitza. Chutz memotzai Shabbos memotzai yomim tov. Except motzai Shabbos motzai meshet sarach. Because he has to say Havdalah b'choinen adas. Yeah? Because you have to say Havdalah. Which you see from here, you have to say Havdalah and Matzah Yom Tov too. Not only Kiddush, but you have to make Havdalah too. Right? Maskifla Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Rabba Shmuel is the kasha. V'neimra Bracha Revius B'fnei Atzma. So say, Milot Nan Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Eimer Bracha Revius B'fnei Atzma. Like we do, Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah there, you make in the middle of Shemnesi, you add another. You that day night you have 20 brachas. Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom, Matzah Rishyantiv. You say bracha amav de kashkol. You might make a bracha. And Rabbi Lezer says b'hayda. In fact, the Gemara atu kol hashana kulu miyav dinik Rabbi Kiva. Do we do like Rabbi Kiva? Oh yeah, dasha nami never. We should make another bracha. We don't pass like it, right? Kol hashana. The Gemara just finished the kasha. Kol hashana kulu my time love dinik Rabbi Kiva. Time they saw it taken. There were Mesakin 18, which Avada means without Valamin and Valamshinim. Chasra, they weren't taken. Achanami, Sheva taken, 6, 3 before, 3 after, and 1 in the middle. Tamnilot, there were Mesakin 8, so you can't make it. So that Kasha Gemara answers. Maskifla, Mazutra, Mazutra asked another Kasha, a different Kasha, or this is Mazutra. Vinichlala, Michlala, Vinenu, Hashem Elokeinu. What's the big deal? Just say, Havinenu, Hashem Elokeinu, Ladaz Yochechu, Zatachoinu. And add in the words, Amav de Mekresh Shechayel. Right? Just add in those words. Why can't you do it? So, usually, the Gemara answer says, Kasha, it's a good Kasha. It's not a good Kasha. Why can't you say it? That's it. Now, what do we know, usually, when the Gemara asks a Kasha, and there's no answer, what do we say? What? No, not take. No, that's a Shaila. That's a Shaila. You have a Shaila. What do you say when you slug up?
To
Yufta. Tifta means he's slugged up, he's refuted, I guess. Right, well, the Rebbe used to say, sit down, Tifta, shave. That's it, you have nothing to say. What's up is Kasha. So the Rashbam and Baba Basa says, Kabbalah Sagainim. That wherever it says Kasha in the Gemara, means is a Teretz. And for some reason, Avad beyond our Seichel, why? We don't know why. The Balei Shas did not tell us a Teretz. And the Rishonim have a right to say a Teretz. Mari de Kazach, not the Goinim. Kabbalah, we have no. Why didn't say to you of the Chayisdish? Not only that, we paskin like this Gemara. Why? Because there's a teretz. So what's a teretz? Comes along Rabbeinu Yaina. Take a look. Number seven. What? Mipnei shetzaruch loymar havdala b'choinin adas. U'b'gemara shoyel, right? The Rif brings it la'alacha. The Rif says, Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Shchodesh, you do not say Havineinu with Havdalah. You don't say it. Hay, the Gemara is kashu, but Gemara, the Rif brings us a lacha. Zokta ben yayin, but Gemara shoyel, the Gemara asks. It's interesting, that's not hiksha. Shoyel means a question. Means, it technically means is what's the din. But it's not hiksha because kasha, the pshat is stakar shvei, even though the Gemara says kasha. Just like you say, Havineinu, Tislachlonu, Rachkeinu. So what can I mean of Davis? Well, Havineinu, few months of Shabbos, what's Yom Tovim? Vinisha Bekusha, Gemara Taka, blives with a kasha, Gemara leaves with a kasha. Vafilo Hachi still, Milse de Shmuel, Hilchasa Hevi. We pass on Shmuel. Why? Because he doesn't say, speak this out, but because kasha means is a teretz. V'ef Shalema, Tama Dava, Badava. The Mishum Achilo Tikn Mein Avdol Mesh Avdola Eina Bracha B'lei Atzmoy Elashanu Koilin Oysa B'Birkas Atachoynin. Now, you have to remember, in those days they didn't have Siddur and Bakshem like we have. There were a lot of people who were not literate. They davened Balpeh. It was not the same. I can't tell you what it was like, but one thing for sure, they didn't have a printing press. That we all know. There couldn't have been so many Sfarim like we have. People daven bal peh. That's why you had all kinds of dinim. Ain't a bucky. What kind of ain't a bucky? Imagine now that with ain't a bucky nowadays, a person who's just starting Yiddishkeit. But that was not the case. And people didn't know. They didn't have. They couldn't afford. They lived in the whatever. So now, a person's davening Havineinu. So he says Havineinu, right? He says it. And he's saying, so, and then during the week where he has to daven, what does he do the rest of the week? He says, oh, let me figure out, we mentioned a few weeks ago, the Rajba. Again, just the Lesaber Sa'oizim, if you have an understanding. The Rajba says, if you daven Shmoneser, and you say, Atachoinen Das, Baruch Hashem Choinen Das, Yoyitza. Or even though we know the Nusach is much longer, but Lamaisa is Yoyitza, if as long as you say the main thoughts, which is Atachoinen as long as you say what it is, what you're asking for, what you're thanking for, right? So this person was davening Havineinu, now he's davening Shmoneser. So he says, Shmoneser is too long for me. I'm going to just try to figure out what I said in Havineinu, exactly. So I said, Havineinu, oh, that means Atachoin and Ladam Das. Tain Lanu Bina. Stami Kim Yates just saying Bina. Bokht Hashem, Naisen, Choinen Adas, or Naisen Adas, Naisen Bina. But he says, oh, Zokta Rabbeinu Yoyna.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
V'ima Yoyim Emein Avdola, Haya Nirash Avdola, Yibracha B'fnei Atzmai. Kivin Sheskinu Emein Avdola, Kamo Shetiknu Emein Shei Brachas. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoyna, Mary Dekazach. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoyna, that if a person will put in Avdola, that means when you count over the amount of subject matters that you have in Havineinu, there are 13 things that you're talking about. If you put in Avdala, good, we know why is Avdala in Choyin Das. Like Tosfos says, Emein Das, Emein Deya, Havdala Menayin. Without Das, you don't know how to discern. You can't distinguish. So by Koponim, that the Pshat is that it's put in there, but it's a separate thought. One is Das and one is Avdala. So Zokta Ben Yayin, if a person will say in Havineinu Atachoyin, the next Matzah Shabbos, when he's davening a regular Shabbos, he'll say to himself, what did I say last week? I said 20 thoughts in Shmoneser, instead, 14 thoughts instead of 13. So next week, he'll say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mavdum Kosher Choyl. He will not say, Atachoyin on the Das, Atachoyin on Tonu. What he'll say is, Atachoyin, Baruch Atah Hashem, Choyin Adas, Atahivdalta, Baruch Hashem, Mavdum Kosher Choyl. That's what we're afraid about. In other words, Zokta Ben Yayin, Mary Dekazach, that the pshat is in whenever you have a synopsis, a microcosm, a miniature form of a bracha, you can only have the things that you're talking about in the main thing and nothing else. Because if not, you might make that into a bracha. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah's thing. So on that, whoever said this word said, there's another kasha. What's the kasha? So how come in bracha me'ein gimel, right, where you say, you talk about four different anyonim, al haaretz v'michya, you talk about rachem Hashem alkein yisrael amecha, you talk about Yerushalayim, you talk about a toiv ha-meitiv, and you're putting in Ritzayev, Menuchasenu, as the Torah says, Yitor Samchenu, Zachrenu, you might come to make a bracha out of that. Why don't you have the same problem? So Zok, whoever said this, the Godum Godel that said this, said, Tor, Volohisker, Shol Shabbos. Person made a mistake, didn't say Shabbos. Oimer Baruch Shenosan Shabbosis Lemenucha, La'ama Yisrael Be'ava La'ois Ulebris. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. That's what it says in the Siddur. Even in the Zmiris nowadays, the new Zmiris, the old ones didn't have, the ones that we grew up, didn't have it, right? But now they do have it. Amalei man, Rav, Ada Yaskam, Tovel Iskishul Yomtev. What does he do? Baruch Shanasan Yamim Tovim La'ama Yisrael L'simcha L'zikaren Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'zman. Amalei man, Rav, Ada Yosef Akama Tovel Iskish Rashresh Amir Bar Shanasan Resh Kadoshim La'am Yisrael Zikaron. Notice the Gemara doesn't say a chasim of a bracha. Notice also for a moment, go back to the Rambam.
You're still
about benching? But benching, yeah. If you forget, in other words, this is the halacha, it's very important to know. As Gavriel said, you can find it nowadays in most Siddurim, right? In most Zmiris, you get a chasunas, they have it. The if a person forgets Ritzay, right? So it says, and a lot of them look at this page. In other words, if you already said, Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh B'meir Baruchat Hashem Boinei Yerushalayim. Usually the din is, if you forget, let's say on Shabbos, you go back. If you get on Yom, you go back. Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. So if you already start Baruchat Hashem Akei Levinu, you have to start benching all over again. But if you remember after Baruchat Hashem Boinei Yerushalayim, then you say this bracha. You end up five brachas. Not four. Rambam, he says, Ube Shabbosis v'yamim toivim omer v'bracha zu. Right? He says, he doesn't say anything about Rosh Chodesh. That you say in Me'en Gimel. And now Siddur does say in Rosh Chodesh, and that the reason is very partial. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Maskirim ba Me'en Amayim b'Shabbos yom tov v'Rosh Chodesh. That's the Torah also. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about Rosh Chodesh. Well, could be, depends on...
And if you forget, you're saying Rosh Chodesh too?
We do. But the Rambam didn't say it. We do, yeah. Shulchan Aruch says you do. But
saying you make the bracha in benching.
If you make it this bracha, but notice, if you notice in the Gemara, it doesn't end off. The other ones end off. Bracha Tashem, Bracha Tashem. This doesn't end off. It's not a full bracha. That's what it comes out from here. Okay? What? Oh. So that's the third question. So that's the answer. That's the aside. That's what Reb Chaim, Biskarov, Shuleib, Rafutna, Sisalam, whatever you want to say, Reb Chaim Berlin, whoever said it said, with this third kasha, we have a teretz. What's that? Like Avil said, that it is a bracha. Where is it a bracha? Let's go with the third question. What was the third question? How do you go ahead and say, Ritzei Vachitzeinu, Samcheinu, Zachreinu? You only say things according to Ben Yenu, what's a bracha? The teretz is, it is a bracha. It's a bracha after Vnei Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Ritzay is a bracha. You could make it into a bracha at least. Right? If you forget it, it becomes a bracha. Oh, so let's go to number two. What was the second question? The second question was, that why do you say it after Vnei Yerushalayim? Why don't you say it before? Because the Torah says, if you'll say it before, for Yidl say, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Mecha, V'ritzay V'achitzeinu. So the next time he benches, he'll say, oh, there's Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, and there's a bracha, and he'll make a bracha out of that, because it's a new thought. And that Rabbeinu Yonah says we don't want. Just like Avinenu, we don't say Avdallah, because you might make a bracha. So too in Alamichya, you're afraid you'll make a bracha. You're right, you might make a bracha. That was the question. The Torah says we don't care if you make a bracha. Why? Because where will you make the bracha? After Atayva Meit, after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before Atayva Meit. It's Taka bracha over there. So if a person will do that, he's Taka Yaitza. On Shabbos is Yaitza, benching, meaning he doesn't have to bench again because he made a bracha. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, that's what he does. He could do that. Not Lechatchila, but it's fine. Mela, we go back to question number one. What's question number one? Why don't you say it on Chanukah and Purim? Torah says the Gemara never says, for whatever reason, that if you forget Chanukah and Purim, like she has said, you don't say anything except Aracham and Uyasa Lanu Nisim, Kimosha Asala Veseinu B'yamim Ha'em Azman Azeh. She's a Pella. Where could you? Since when can you ask for Nisim? Before you just said Allah Nisim, you're thanking for Nisim. Now you're asking for Nisim. Tfuas Shor already asked. Par Shor, he asks. You can't be Mavakish Nisim. Gemara says He asks in that Gemara there, right? That the Gemara says, you're not allowed to ask for Nisim. Okay, that's a question by itself. But he's saying is, it can't be an alamichya, it can't be. What Rav Shmuel is saying is, what is it? Is it a me'ena ma'ayra? Maybe there's no me'ena ma'ayra. You see, you say the noida. You see, moidim. Moidim is already haidah, it's not a me'ena ma'ayra. That's true. But how come you don't have it in benching? You don't have it in benching because in benching, he's right. If it would be after Toivah Meitiv, after Vnei Yishlaim, it has nothing to do with Haidah. You can only put it in a place with Haidah. Over here, it's Me'ena Ma'ir. Me'ena Ma'ir, what's the difference where they put it? You can put it anywhere. Be'etzim. That could be the right. So Rishayim do mention that, but Shal is, but Sof Kol Sof, it's Darbanan, therefore you don't have to go back. Even if you're old as a chiv to have a Suda, let's say, on Purim, let's say, you don't have to go back. That's true. You don't have to go back in davening either because it's Dorban. We shouldn't say that. Question is, how come you don't at least say it in Alamichya? Teretz is because there's no brach over there. So all three kashas, let's just go over. So what was the first kasha? The first kasha is, how come you don't say Chanukah and Purim? The answer is, you don't say Chanukah and Purim because the only reason you say it in Ben, you really shouldn't say Main Gimel because you might make a mistake, make a bracha. So the Teretz is because Chanukah and Purim don't have a bracha. The others do have a bracha. Ritzei has a bracha. Yalaviyava has a bracha. What's the next question? Why is it after Vnei Yishlaim? Because that's where you find the bracha, like Avil said. And then the final question, and that's really what started the answer, is why do you say it? You might make a bracha. The Torah says, because it is a bracha after Vnei Yishlaim. That's the vart these G'daylim said. Just one ha'ara, the Bach, I forgot to tell them about the Bach, but it's just the ha'ara. I didn't put it in. The Bach seems to say, in other words, this whole part is based on using the Yisoid of Rabbeinu Yonah and going ahead and making it, it's a specific, make it more general, it's everywhere. In Bach, it's mashmeh that the only reason they were afraid in Avinenu, you might come to say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdil, is because Rabbi Kiva, we saw in the Gemara, holds there is a bracha in the middle of Shemana. We don't hold like him, so you might think the halach is like a bekiva. But the Bach doesn't speak to that. He just says, when the Bach says on this halach, he just says, he brings Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, even though the Gemara Bakasha, Rabbeinu Yonah answered it, you might make a bracha, like we find Rabbi Kiva says. It's mashu in the Bach, you might make that mistake, like Rabbi Kiva. It's mashu that when the Bach, it's not muchuk, he just says it. Like you see, there's such a bracha. Mashu in Alamichya, you don't have what to worry about because Mecha Taisi. But that's the vart. It's a beautiful vart. Now, with this vart, we can add a lot of things. I don't know if we'll have time to do, but let's first start number 9. Okay, I'll first say out the Gemara like this. The Gemara is a shayla in Chanukah. I don't want to go through the whole Gemara. It's a little, be a little too long. The Gemara is a shayla. Do you say alanisim in Musaf? Right, next week Shabbos. Next week, Rosh Chodesh, do we say Alanisim in Musaf? Now, Avada, don't answer me because it says so in the Siddur. It's true. It does say so in the Siddur. That's after we learned the Gemara, right? I told you once the story with the Klausenberger Rav. The Klausenberger Rav was once, he was learning this Gemara, one of these Gemaras, and he said, do you say this and that? So he got all upset. He said, what do you mean? What's the Shail? It says so in the Siddur. It's a very good question, he told him. He says, let's get to first see how the Siddha got it, Where did the Siddha get it from? What's the Gemara Shaila? What's a Shaila? Because like this, how many times a day do you have to daven? 3. So that means a day that's Chanukah, you have to say 3 times Al Anisim. Because there are 3 tefillahs. So even though, about the Chanukah is not mechayvi to daven, but they were mesaken Chanukah for the tefillahs of Chanukah, of that day. That day, Chanukah, has in the 3 tefillahs. I Rosh Chodesh has a 4th, I Shabbos has a 4th, that's not 2 Chanukah. The mechayev of that is not Chanukah, it's Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you don't have to say Al-Nisim. Or maybe you say, Yom Shin is Chai B'dal Tefillah. This day is a day you have to have 4 tefillahs, and the chiv, in other words, not the chiv is to whatever Chanukah tells you after daven. Chanukah tells you, not because it's Chanukah, again, because the day of Chanukah, every day, Monday is Mechayv Yudis, Sunday is Mechayv Yud 3, right? So there's a day called Chanukah. Chanukah is Mechayv, you have 3 tefillahs, Al Anisim. But this is a 4th, which has nothing to do with Chanukah, has to do with Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. Or maybe say, Yom Shin is Chayv B'dal Tefillahs. That's the expression in the Gemara, Yom Shin is Chayv. Since it's a day, and that's how we paskin, the Gemara says, Nafkimin is for other things, Yom Shin is Chayv B'dal Tefillahs. For instance, this is not true. I want people to look into it maybe. And when you read Haftarah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and you make a bracha, do you mention Pesach?
Yes.
Well, let's forget about Mishmur. What would you say? No. So you chayra according to this Gemara, you should say right today. It's Yom Shnei Chayv Dal Tefilah. Gemara says no, because Chol HaMoed never has such a thing called Haftarah. Haftarah is only because of Shabbos. That's it. So mainly you don't mention it. So therefore we do not mention it. The Mishmur Berurah says Sukkos. That's a big question. Why? It's a question. We're not going to say it there. We'll talk about that another time. But that the din is you do say Al Nisim. So it comes along like this. Let's say a person washes on Shabbos four times. He's hungry. It's a summer month. He lives in Ireland, England, whatever. And it's he's hungry. He ate in the morning. He ate afternoon. Now it's already Shabbos. It's 8 o'clock at night. It's still Shabbos, right? 9 o'clock at night. And he doesn't have to eat anymore. He ate three meals. In the fourth meal, does he have to bench? Yes. You're mechayev to eat, even though Shabbos mechayev in three meals. But every time you bench, you have to bench. Oh, so listen to this Magen Avraham. Miyuk sheposach b'toiv ha-meitiv. If a person started toiv ha-meitiv, right? So the din is he's choizel ha-roish. He has to go back for ritzei, right? Or he goes back for a shreish. L'kuli ha-ma maskish ha-choydish. It was a little missing beforehand. He says like this. The question is azoy. Let's say a person, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Now, what's the din of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh when you bench? You have to go back for, you have to say Ritzei, and you have to say Yalav Yavli. What's the din if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos? You have to go back. What's the din if you forget Yalav Yavli? You don't have to go back. What about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Let's say forgot, he's benching. He says, he forgot to say Ritzei. He said Yalav Yavli, whatever. He started out telling me, he says, oh, you forgot to say Ritzei. So he's got a bench again for Ritzei. Does he have to say again Yalav Yavli in the next benching? Zok the Magen Avraham. Maskishul Resh Chedish. The Kuliyama Maskishul Chedish. Meaning, even if you hold, not like Reb David, which we don't, sorry, like the Rabbeinu Yechiel, you have to say it again. The Bekol Bikas Amaz Maskir Shechayit, that's the din. Do me the Yom Kippur, Shu Yom Shu Shechayit B'dal Tfilas. On Yom Kippur, you have to, right, even though you have to mention in all the Tfilas, Yom Kippurim, right, that's it. Venerally, that's what he says. Venerally, the Chanukah, let's say on Chanukah Shabbos, this next Shabbos, right? Two Shabbos. In two Shabbos, is a person's davening, he forgets to say Ritzei. And he's got a bench again. Does he say for Chanukah again? Zok the Magen Avraham. Nearly the Chanukah b'Shabbos v'iskish Chanukah v'losh Shabbos choizel reish v'ein amaskish Chanukah. You hear? He goes back and benches again. It's important to know. You just check out that the Mishubu Paschitz, right? I don't remember. The ha'ein choyv v'lahaskish Chanukah d'isa Gemara. Because the Gemara says that really you're not mechuyev to say in benching. Gemara is a shayla, do you say it in benching? Gemara says you're really not mechuyev. In tefillah, like you mentioned before, it's haidah. In tefillah, moedim is about haidah. So you say, but noedil l'chashem alkeinu is not haidah. It's al aretz. It's birkas aretz. You thank the Hashem for aretz Yisrael. Not to say thanks. Moedim anach l'shato Hashem alkeinu means you thank Hashem. You're a b'nishom. So we'll put in another thanks. Over here, it's not. In other words, the Gemara says the bracha, the Alanisim was misakin behoidah. What does it mean? Stop to get up and say Alanisim. In other words, they were misakin it behalil vaidah. What does halil vaidah mean? Tefillah. Benching, you don't have to bench. You don't have to eat. So therefore, there is no din that you have to say Alanisim. You could do it, but there's no chiv. Zok the Magen Avraham, once you're benching a second time, you don't say Alanisim. That's what the Magen Avraham said. Yeah. But over here, the guy's benching again.
Yeah.
He's benching again.
No, he's asking that you have to skip it, or if you skip it, it's okay.
No. He says no. It's so about a guy who benched.
Yeah, I understand.
And he, whatever, whether he said it or he didn't say it, doesn't matter. But he forgot Shabbos. And now he's benching again. Does he say, in this new benching, I'll need some? You don't, because it's not a chayva. Frek Davinezer, we'll say it outside Davinezer. We learned, at least as one shita, what's the din if you forget? We spoke about 2 weeks ago. If you forget Yalva Yava Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven again. What happens if you don't remember till Motzei Yom Tov, Motzei Rosh Chodesh?
It's a Taisvus.
I'm impressed because he wasn't here. Very good, right? Taisvus says that what? Two shitas in Taisvus. But one shita in Taisvus is, you have to daven again. You're not going to be able to say Yalva Yava at night. What?
Tefillah, not the Askara, that's the
meaning you are not Yaitza Tefillah.
Right.
The Tefillah you are not Yaitza by not saying. In fact, Avinez, according to that, if it's not called a Tefillah, so Mela, if you forgot let's say in benching, Lechair, it's not a. And if it's not a benching, you never benched. So if you never bench, you have to mention. How could you say, okay, as far as on these, it's not a Chayva. You did it already. But now it's not true. You never benched. That's Davinez Kashu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.